damned straight you are. I miss his sense of humor.
Wait a minute. His sense of humor? Are you shitting me? What sense of humor? The man...
He knew none of us were going to get out of this world alive, Mergen. He never took himself completely serious.
Are you talking about the guy who used to be the old man? Croker, company analyst and chief bone-setter in his spare time. Some kind of comedian? While we bickered, the rest of the world bustled along with its business. Which meant our situation deteriorated by the minute. A human weakness, as old as time. Arguing while the house burns down around you. One Eye interjected.
You gents go ahead and debate if you want. I'm going to invite the boys downstairs, treat them to a beer, and take a turn or two at Tonk.
He stabbed a crooked black finger earthward. The gleaming dust with cruel web inside began to arc up over the city. It just might grow enough to net us all. A vast stillness set in. Inside the city and out, friend and foe, people of a dozen races and religions all focused upon that shadow web. Shadow Spinner, of course, was totally involved in creating his deadly artifact. The Shadowlander assault lost impetus as the Shadow Master's soldiers decided to hunker down and let their boss make their jobs easier. Chapter 23. The web of darkness would span all Dejigore soon. One Eye. Goblin. You guys have any new ideas?
Get religion?
Goblin suggested.
Since you won't let us go den up?
One Eye mused.
You might amble over and see if Mogaba will change his mind about letting us operate his engines.
The Taglian crews were ineffective.
We might be able to distract Spinner.
You did take shadows into account when you spelled the entrances to the underground. I knew they had. That was always our biggest concern. But I had to reassure myself. You keep checking on Goblin and One Eye. Small groups were returning after long, dangerous journeys through the night, searching for rope that had survived.
Yeah, for what that's worth. You ready to go down and start starving yet?
Bad signs followed ill omens. The situation was grim indeed if One Eye and Goblin could spare no time to quarrel. A sudden susurra swept the city and the plain beyond. The blazing diamond of light rose out of the Shadowlander camp. It spun slowly. A core of darkness centered it. From that, blackness pulsed out into the all-spanning web it anchored. Nobody was looking at the hills when the pinkish light returned. No one noticed until it flared so brilliantly that it rivaled the brightness here at hand. It burned behind two bizarre mounted figures. It cast their hideous shadows upon